Take a moment to imagine big platters of andouille sausage, barbecue ribs, bacon. Now, think about all of those dishes without meat. Might seem like a bit of a contradiction, but brother and sister Aubrey and Kale Walsh are opening the first vegan butchery next spring in Minneapolis. It'll be called the Herbivorous Butcher. They plan to bring their customers all those delicious meat flavors, minus the meat. They join us from Minnesota. Hey, you guys, welcome to the show.
Hi, hi, Rachel. Thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, thanks for being with us. So I have so many questions. I don't even know where to begin. Well, let's begin kind of at the beginning. How long have you been doing this? Have you guys been vegans for a long time? Your brother and sister, did you grow up in a vegan family?
Oh, no. No. I was born on Guam, and Aubrey lived on Guam for
13 years.
Yeah. So meat was a big part of the dinner table growing up.
Yeah. I mean, oftentimes we had three or four different meats at our dinner table. And so when I decided to go vegetarian when I was 14, I really wanted to recreate those same items. I missed them. So we started creating them ourselves.
So let's talk. I don't claim to speak for other meat eaters out there, but if I am about to eat an imitation meat product, I just have meat in my head. I have a certain expectation of what it's going to taste like. So how do you two account for that? Are you trying to replicate meat or do something different?
That was a big thing for us. We are trying to replicate the meat. So, you know, we invoke different textures by using pinto beans, for example, in our sausages that give it a really meaty heft that's unparalleled in the meat alternative market. We've been using jackfruit, like pulled jackfruit.
Huh.
And, yeah, the jackfruit can be used in steaks to give it that kind of veiny, you know, fibrous texture that you might be looking for sometimes.
I guess I don't know what a jackfruit is.
Yeah, it's a Southeastern Asian huge gourd kind of thing that you split open and you pull apart the meat from the seed.
It looks like a durian. It's huge.
Yeah, it's really, it tastes really bad until you cook it. So.
Yeah, it's true.
What ingredients do you use to actually make an imitation turkey taste like turkey?
Just strategic seasonings, really. Nutritional yeast is a big thing we also use in everything. And that gives everything a really savory flavor, so that covers that part of the taste spectrum. For turkey, for example, we use several ground spices. I believe it was a little fennel, a little bit of thyme, salt, and our own vegan chicken broth. So,
Aubrey, are there things that just haven't worked that you've experimented with and you tried on friends and family and they said, no way?
Yeah, Kale's been trying to work on vegan salmon.
It's been difficult. It's like my personal Everest right now. Like, because I never had salmon before I went vegan, so it's like I'm looking for a needle in a haystack.
Where are you at with that process right now? Have you gotten close?
Yeah, I mean, I've got something.
I mean, apparently from what people have said, it's a little too fishy, and salmon is not that fishy, I guess.
Do you have a hard time getting people on board with this? I mean, you can actually imagine family sitting down at Thanksgiving or Christmas to a big old imitation ham or turkey?
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. I mean, one reason why we started doing this is because we want people to be able to go to a place to pick up their meat, vegan meat, of course, instead of going to the frozen food aisle at a grocery store. You know, we want to make it special for them.
Yeah, we too have suffered through countless tofurkies on Thanksgivings. So we know the struggle is real.
We still love tofurkey.
Here's two alternatives to tofurkey. Aubrey and Kale Walsh of the Herbivorous Butcher in Minneapolis. Thanks so much for talking with us.
Thank you.
Thank you.